When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Stardom Cast, a podcast where we talk all things about the fantastic, amazing, and spectacular professional wrestling company that is Stardom. Folks, we do it in a positive and what I like to think fun manner. I'm your host for this bonus episode, this bonus retrospective episode. My name is Matt Turner. Folks, I hope you're having a fantastic day as we march along. We are in five-star season. Yes, depending on when you listen to this, it's just around the corner or it just started for you. So we decided the month of August could not get any hotter. Let's get it hotter here on the StardomCast / Marigold Standard as we're going to be doing a little bit of a retrospective, one of the most underrated rivalries / feuds in the history of Stardom, the Golden Phoenix. Now maybe the Dark Phoenix? Saya Kamatani and one Mina Shirakawa. We're going to be taking a look at five pivotal matches that they have had in their career that have added to this really great yet underrated rivalry. It's really when I watch these matches, especially when I watch them kind of almost like back to back or day to day, I'm like, man, not a lot of people talk about how great these matches are. Hey, I have a podcast, I have a microphone, I have a voice. Let's take a look back into this fantastic rivalry / feud between Saya Kamatani and Mina Shirakawa. Folks, we're going to be looking at four matches. We're going to be looking at their match from the 2022 five-star Grand Prix. We're going to be looking at their Wonder of Stardom Championship match back in November of 2022 in Hiroshima. We're going to be looking at their show-stealing Wonder of Stardom Championship match back at All-Star Grand Queendom, and we're going to be looking at a little six-person tag action from Philadelphia, from Supercard of Honor, with Saya Kamatani, Azumi, Tam Nakano, against Mina, May Sarah, and Micah. Figured let's throw a little six-person tag action in there, folks. I hope everybody's having a great day. I hope that you're better today than you were yesterday. I hope that you're better this week than you were last week. I hope you're better this month than you were last month. Because, folks, that's what life is all about. It's all about improving. And as we march towards the end of summer, I hope everybody's having a great summer vacation. I hope you're all getting ready for tournament season. If you're watching New Japan, hope you're enjoying the G1 climax. I hope everybody's got their picks in for the five-star Grand Prix. And then right after the five-star Grand Prix, folks, we go to the Dream Star Grand Prix from our friends over at Marigold. So, yes, we are knee-deep into tournament season. But figure, let's give you a little bonus episode, a little bonus love from the Stardom Cast. So, again, Saya Kamatani, Mina Shirakawa, these matches, folks, mwah, chef's kiss. So, we're just going to be going through the highlights of all four of these matches, kind of breaking down the psychology and the buildup of this feud. So we go to Corrigan Hall, the 2022 five-star Grand Prix. We go to August 23rd as Sai Kamatani comes in, the Wonder of Stardom champion, going up against a red-hot Mina Shirakawa. This really was a breakout tournament for the Venus in one Mina Shirakawa. Really, she kind of came in as a mid-carder but left as a main eventer. And it's a spot I don't think we're going to see her give up anytime soon, because she is now a global star, considering the fact that she's been on AWTV quite a bit. We get a headlock exchange between both Sai Kamatani and Mina Shirakawa. Sai then locks Mina Shirakawa in the Boston Crab. Sai Kamatani hits a big dropkick, but then Mina comes back with some kicks of her own. Mina then hits a Russian leg sweep. Mina Shirakawa tries for the figure four. However, Saya blocks the figure four. Mina is able to block a spin kick from Sai Kamatani and hit a reverse DDT for a two count. Sai Kamatani creates some space, hitting a picture perfect dropkick. However, Mina is able to come back, finally hits that low dropkick that she likes to use at the beginning of the match that basically builds up the knee work that she likes to do. Sai Kamatani once again blocks the figure four leg lock with an inside cradle. We get a forearm trade-off between the two in the middle of the ring in front of a hot Corrigan Hall crowd. Sai Kamatani then hits a spin kick that sends Mina Shirakawa to the floor. Saya then follows up with a springboard plancha to the floor. Picture perfect. The hang time Saya gets on a lot of these moves, it's like Michael Jordan-esque. Back in the ring they go. Saya hits a missile dropkick that scores her a two count. Saya tries to finish Mina off with the Star Crusher, but Mina blocks the Star Crusher and blocks the Star Crusher. She misses a roaring forearm. However, Saya keeps the pressure on, hitting the Kikagoye, as I call it. Saya finally hits the Star Crusher. That scores her only a two count. Saya goes to put Mina away with the 450 Firebird Splash. However, Saya misses, crashes, and burns. And Mina Shirakawa is able to lock in the Glamorous Collection Mina. That quick pinfall that she does, that scored her a 2.9, ever so close, as Corrigan Hall is going nuts. Mina crushes Sai Kamatani with a roaring elbow and then hits a draping DDT for a two count. Sai is able to come back, hits a brutal pump kick, and then, however, Mina fires back, showing that fighting spirit from the Venus with a glamorous sword, yes, that Insiguri, and then that pump handle suplex for a two count. Mina goes to the top rope. Saya cuts her off. We get a top rope fight between the two that sees Mina getting the win in the top rope fight. Mina Shirakawa hits a top rope implant DDT, follows up with another implant DDT, and then the glamorous driver Mina for the three count. I had this one at 4.5 stars. This was a great match and a great way to really send Mina Shirakawa into the main event scene. And folks, you know anything about Stardom's five-star Grand Prix. If the Wonder or World Champion eats a defeat in the five-star Grand Prix, whoever defeated them, then they do lay claim to getting a future shot at that belt, which Mina Shirakawa would then cash in some 6 weeks later in Hiroshima. Sai Kamatani defending the Wonder of Stardom Championship against one Mina Shirakawa. Sorry, folks, had to get a drink there. It is like 92 degrees. It is hot out. Saya is off to a fast start with Mina. Mina quickly breaks down Saya's knee. We can apron fight between the two. Eventually, Mina does win the apron fight. She then peels back the protective mats on the floor, which, trust me, folks, they're really not that protective. And then Mina smashes Saya's knee off the floor. Eventually, they get back in the ring. Saya starts to build up a little bit of her momentum. She tries for a springboard high cross body. This spot is beautiful. But Mina dropkicks Saya's knee out of midair. That was just picture-perfect timing for Mina Shirakawa. Mina then hits the ricochet kick that sends Saya Kamatani to the floor. Mina quickly, she wants that white belt, folks. She wants that wonder belt. Mina quickly follows Saya Kamatani out to the floor, and she hits a plancha. Mina hits a plancha to the floor. And then Mina rolls Saya into the ring, and she rolls up Saya Kamatani with the roll-up in the Bob Backlund-style bridge. That scores Mina Shirakawa a two count. Saya Kamatani locks in a reverse triangle choke. Saya Kamatani keeps the pressure on Mina Shirakawa's neck with a Kikagoye. Saya Kamatani then plants Mina with a body slam. She goes to the top rope for that 450 Firebird splash, but very much like in their match at Corrigan Hall. In the five-star Grand Prix, Mina Shirakawa moves and Saya Kamatani crashes and burns. When she comes down on the 450 splash, Saya sells the knee. Makes sense. Mina Shirakawa is going after the knee. That 450, she's coming down with all that momentum, and she sells the knee. I thought that was a great job. And then you can see Mina Shirakawa seeing the injured knee. She goes back after the knee, punching it, kicking it, really going after it. Saya desperately escapes the figure four twice. Eventually, she's able to roll up Mina with a two count. Eventually, Mina Shirakawa, the third time is the charm, locks in the figure four back in the middle of the ring. A great sell job here from both Mina, really trying to put the pressure on Saya's knee for the tap out or further damage, and Saya really selling the how much pain she is in from the figure four. Excellent job from both wrestlers. Saya Kamatani, she raises up like the phoenix that she is, great fighting spirit, hits a poison rana, is able to create a little separation to get a little blood flow back in that knee. We get a form exchange between champion and challenger. Mina drops Saya Kamatani with a head kick. Eventually, the two of them go back to the top rope. Top rope fight. We've seen this somewhere before. Mina Shirakawa hits a top rope implant DDT that scores her another two count. Mina Shirakawa then goes for the Mina driver. Basically the same sequence that got her 2 points in the five-star Grand Prix some 6 weeks earlier. However, Saya escapes the Mina driver. When she escapes the Mina driver, Mina is relentless on Saya's knee. Back to the low drop kicks. Back to the mid kicks, not the mid kicks, but the quad kicks to Saya Kamatani's leg. She locks back in the figure four. Saya Kamatani gets to the ropes, but as soon as she gets to the ropes, Mina peels Saya off. She goes for the Mina driver. However, Saya Kamatani escapes the Mina driver with a schoolboy suplex for a two count and is only able to bridge up on one leg. I thought that was great. Saya fires up again. Last-ditch effort from the Phoenix to hold on to the Wonder of Stardom Championship. Saya hits the Star Crusher and then she for a one count, and then she hits another Star Crusher. She goes to the top rope for the Phoenix Splash. Not once, but twice. But if you've seen this match, folks, Saya Kamatani doesn't really complete the Phoenix Splash. She comes down feet first on to Mina Shirakawa's face, basically busting her jaw, breaking up her teeth. Eventually, Saya Kamatani does get the three count. Unfortunately, and I've seen this match maybe about a half dozen times. Unfortunately, a lot of the Stardom fan base, when they think about this match, they think about this as the match that Saya messed up the Phoenix Splash and that she broke Mina's teeth with. Folks, this is a great match. It's really great psychology with Mina constantly going back to Saya's leg, Saya constantly finding a way to fight on and fire through the pain. It's just a great back and forth, really good psychology here. It's unfortunate that this match is remembered the way that it is, which should be remembered as an absolute pro wrestling psychology masterpiece. Just the way they took the crowd on the ups and downs and the ebbs and flows of what is pure, fantastic wrestling for the Wonder of Stardom Championship. Again, I had it 4 3/4 stars match. 4 3/4 stars. And when we interviewed Sonny Gutierrez a couple months ago, he made mention about how this really is a perfect match up until the finish. I mean, it really, really is. And this is the match that they realized they had gold in Mina Shirakawa, because she cuts the promo with her face all bleeding in the ring, and then one, her kind of holding her jaw backstage before. That's when they realized they had a huge star in one Mina Shirakawa. So, folks, we go to match number 3 in this series. We go to not only the greatest Stardom match, in my opinion, or the greatest Stardom show, in my opinion, the history of Stardom, but one of the greatest pro wrestling shows that I have ever seen. All-Star Grand Queendom, April 23rd, 2023. Wonder of Stardom Championship. Once again, Mina Shirakawa challenging one Saya Kamatani. We get some great ground wrestling to start this match. Mina goes after Saya's knee. Basically makes sense because she knows that's how she can grind Saya down. Mina is able to do the Bret Hart figure four leg lock around the post. Saya Kamatani hits a dropkick that sends Mina to the floor. Saya does her usual picture-perfect springboard plancha that takes out not only Mina Shirakawa but every member of Club Venus. Saya Kamatani pitches Mina Shirakawa back in the ring and hits her slingshot splash that scores her a two count. Mina Shirakawa is able to come back with a ricochet kick, which is basically Mina jumping off the middle of the rope and then twisting her body 180 and kicking it right into Saya's, kicking her, basically placing her foot right into Saya's head. Sai Kamatani tries for the schoolboy suplex. However, Mina blocks the schoolboy suplex, tries to lock back in the figure four. Sai Kamatani blocks the figure four, hits a leg capture Northern Light suplex that scores Saya a two count. Saya hits a star crusher. She goes to the top rope for the Phoenix Splash. And if you remember, folks, let me back up just a little bit here. Once Saya with that Phoenix Splash back in November of 2022, she said she would never do the Phoenix Splash again. So she goes for the Phoenix Splash here, or she's afraid to pull the trigger on the Phoenix Splash. She goes for it here. However, she can't really pull the trigger on it. She's afraid to hurt Mina Shirakawa. She can't pull the trigger and eventually cost her, because then Mina is able to take Sai Kamatani off the top rope in the electric chair and hits an electric chair dragon screw leg whip right in the middle of the ring. Great sell job from Sai Kamatani. She's in the middle of the ring. Mina Shirakawa locks in the figure four leg lock. Excellent, excellent stuff. Eventually, Sai Kamatani does get to the ropes. We get Mina Shirakawa, some strike combination leads to a back suplex on the Sai Kamatani. Mina Shirakawa then realizes, I've done some leg work. Let me continue on Saya's neck, because that's what the glamorous driver Mina does. She then goes from the back suplex to the implant DDT that scores Mina a two count. We do then see Mina Shirakawa goes for the glamorous driver Mina. Sai Kamatani is able to escape the glamorous driver Mina with a schoolboy suplex for a two count. Sai Kamatani fights through the pain, hits a tornado 360 star crusher, and then follows up with a Phoenix Splash for a 2.9 count. Unbelievable. Crowd is going nuts. Nobody can believe that Mina Shirakawa kicked out of the Phoenix Splash, and the fact that Sai Kamatani finally pulled the trigger off on the Phoenix Splash.
This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. What are your self-care non-negotiables? Maybe you've set aside some time away from social media every day. Maybe you find the time to put on your favourite Mayu Iwatani match. Maybe you never skip leg day or therapy day. When your schedule is packed like Ryo Goku with kids' activities, big work projects and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. Even when we know what makes us happy, it's hard to make time for it. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's so important to make time for yourself, even when life can get so hectic. Therapy is helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to become the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's a service that is entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/stardom today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P, .com/stardom. And now back to today's episode.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
We get a Sai Kamatani goes back to the top rope. Looks like she's going to go for the 450 Firebird Splash. Mina Shirakawa cuts her off. We get a top rope fight. Mina Shirakawa wins the top rope fight once again, hits a top rope implant DDT that scores Mina a two count. Now Mina is upset. She cannot get the win over Sai Kamatani. She hits the 6-12 elbows. Folks, if you wonder what that is in MMA, if you look at a clock, how a clock is, goes from 6 to 12 or 12 to 6. So the up and down elbows, which is basically the point of the elbow hitting Sai Kamatani in the back of the neck. Sai eventually comes back with a Hurricanrana, but Mina Shirakawa rose through the Hurricanrana and is able to get the Glamorous Collection Mina for a 2.9 count. Oh, what a great sequence here. Dragon Screw Leg Whip and a figure four leg lock from Mina Shirakawa. Sai Kamatani gets the ropes. However, Mina Shirakawa, very much like she tried to do in the last match, peels Sai Kamatani off the ropes, hits the Glamorous Driver Mina for a 2.9 count. That does not do Sai Kamatani in, but Mina Shirakawa keeps her wits about her, is able to use the brand new figure four driver onto Sai Kamatani, putting away the Golden Phoenix, thus ending the 480-day Wonder of Stardom Championship reign of Sai Kamatani, in my opinion, the greatest reign in the history of the white belt, in the history of the Wonder of Stardom Championship, as Mina Shirakawa becomes the Wonder of Stardom Champion. Folks, this was 5 stars for me. And again, folks, these are 3 matches that I absolutely love, and especially if you watch these in sequence, the way that these matches build, we figured we'd do a little bonus match, because myself and Rob Goodwin were live for this one. Temple University, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, one of the best cities for pro wrestling. Supercard of Honor, we have Mina Shirakawa teaming with Mei Sara and Micah to take on the team of Sai Kamatani, Azumi, and Tam Nakano. Before the bell rings, this crowd is red hot. They want to see some Stardom action. And boy, howdy, the fantastic folks over at Stardom give them some fantastic Stardom action. We start off with Azumi and Mei Sara with some high-speed style action. Eventually, Tam comes in. She beats down on Mei Sara. Mei is able to come back with a flipping blockbuster to Tam. Micah comes in. She overpowers Tam. Azumi comes in, and she tries to lock in Micah in a double armbar. Eventually, Micah overpowers Azumi with a Samoan drop. We get some QQ, Queen's Quest, RIP. Breaks my heart, folks. Breaks my heart. Long live the Queens. Style teamwork onto Micah. Not only from Sai and Azumi, part of Queen's Quest, but from Tam Nakano as well. Tam buying into the little QQ teamwork here, which I really, really like. We eventually see a La Mystica and a Numero Uno from Azumi to Micah. Micah then basically is able to get out of the way from an Azumi double stomp and is able to come in and drill Azumi with a sliding lariat for a 2 count. And folks, here we go. This is what we're here for. Mina and Sai Kamatani. Mina and Sai Kamatani, they get in the ring. We get some fast-paced action with Mina and Sai Kamatani, with Mina going after Sai's knee. We get an Azumi and Tam kick sandwich to Mina Shirakawa. They basically come in for the save for one Sai Kamatani. Micah and Mei Sara, they run off Azumi and Tam Nakano. Mina comes in and hits the Arisa kick to Sai Kamatani for a 2 count. Micah and then Mina, EXV, some double team teamwork, leads to the electric chair, Dragon Screw Leg Whip to Sai Kamatani. Mina then locks Sai Kamatani in the figure four leg lock. The crowd is molten hot here. Azumi stops the figure four with a double stomp. I thought that was just chef's kiss there. Really good stuff there. Eventually, everybody goes to the outside. Tam Nakano hits a dive to the floor, and then Sai Kamatani is able to follow that up with a springboard high cross body for a 2 count on to Mina Shirakawa back into the ring. Sai Kamatani hits her signature schoolboy suplex for a 2 count, and then she tries to put away her rival, Mina Shirakawa, with the Star Crusher. However, Mina Shirakawa escapes the Star Crusher with a roaring elbow and a back fist. A little hurricane there, a little tribute there to Eddie Kingston and or Aja Kong, whatever way you want to swing it. Sai Kamatani fires up, hits a Frankensteiner for a 2 count. However, Mina is able to roll through after the 2 count and catches Sai Kamatani and the Glamorous Collection Mina for a 2 count. Azumi and Tam Nakano, they come in. They run some double teamwork onto Mina Shirakawa. Eventually, Micah comes in. She takes everybody out with lariats. Sai Kamatani is able to come back, hits a pump kick onto Mina Shirakawa. Mina then fires up a little fighting spirit from her own with the Glamorous Sword. She uses the Glamorous Sword to transition into the figure four driver for the 3 count, thus giving Mina Shirakawa another win over one Sai Kamatani. So, folks, if you're keeping score at home, Atsumi Nishirakawa, 3. Saya Kamatani, just uno, just one from one Saya Kamatani. And folks, I really thought, because I remember when this match finished and they were kind of breaking everything down with Queen's Quest, I figured Saya wins the 5-star Grand Prix, defeats Mike at the end of the year, and you have an easy V1, V2 match set up with Mina, basically saying, I beat you for the white belt. I beat you at the 5-star a couple years ago. I beat you in Philadelphia in front of, I think it was like 3,500 people. I deserve a shot at the World of Stardom Championship. And what a great way for Saya Kamatani to start off that World of Stardom Championship. But obviously, folks, probably not going to go down that way with the nonsensical Saya Kamatani heel turn. Regardless, these are some great matches. These are some great matches. And if you were part of our Patreon, there is a full review of Saya Kamatani's 480 days, 17 matches of the Wonder of Stardom Championship. I think it's like a 2-hour and 15-minute podcast I did all by myself. But it was a really, really great episode. I know a lot of our listeners really liked it. So if you're part of our Patreon and you haven't listened to it, go and listen to it. If you're not a part of our Patreon, I think it's just $3 gets you on that tier. So go and give it a listen. So again, this is when you talk about the great rivalries in Stardom, the great feuds. Mayu, Io, Mayu, Momo, Julia, Tam. There's a lot of really, really good ones. Azumi, Starlight Kid. And some of those we've done the reviews on the Patreon. And again, they're all there in the vault. Some of them we've done alternate commentaries to. They're all there in the vault. But this is one that it's like, it doesn't get enough love. And maybe because it's not expanded that long. It's only 3 really singles matches. And then again, I want to put that 6-person match on there. Because the match here, especially the last 4 or 5 minutes, really highlights how great Mina and Saya Kamatani are, across the ring from each other. So again, these are 4 really, really good matches. And if you're listening to this, I'm assuming that you are subscribed to Stardom World. Go back and watch them. Go back and watch them again. Go back to the 2022 5-star Grand Prix. That is really the breakout tournament for Mina Shirakawa. And again, I've done a complete review of Mina Shirakawa in the 2022 5-star Grand Prix. I'm part of the Patreon. It's really a breakout tournament for her. It's really one where you can see, it's like, okay, she's definitely a current main eventer. She's definitely somebody that went into this tournament that's challenged for the Wonder Belt with Tam the year prior, somebody that kind of dabbled kind of in the upper mid card, but when she came out of this tournament, it's like, okay, that's a main eventer. And then the match with Saya, again, I know she gets injured, but she wrestles like a star, cuts a promo injured like a star, comes back at the end of the year looking like a star, and again, it's pretty much the MVP of Stardom's biggest show ever. So props to Mina Shirakawa. She's somebody that has drawn Stardom a lot of money. I don't know what the future holds for Mina Shirakawa. She's not in this year's 5-star Grand Prix. We never got reason why she's not in this year's 5-star Grand Prix. My guess is she'll be over at AEW to kind of continue the Mariah May-Tony Storm feud story that they're telling. Wouldn't be shocked if she's somewhere involved at that match and all in. But I wish they would have given some clarification why Mina Shirakawa is not going to be in Stardom's biggest tournament. Mina Shirakawa is a big ticket mover. You know, what's the reason why? Saya Kamatani, big ticket mover as well. Fantastic in the ring. And again, as I'm recording this, we're just a couple days removed from that nonsensical, does not make sense whatsoever heel turn from Saya Kamatani. But I take a step back We'll see how this heel run from Saya is going to go. To me, she's just a natural-born babyface. She's one of the best babyfaces in all of wrestling. So, and that's where the money is with Saya Kamatani. They drew a lot of money with her as this, you know, overachieving, just able to take a great ass kicking and keep on going, babyface fighting from underneath. You know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. So, but Stardom for some reason thought that they see money in Saya Kamatani as a heel. I don't see it. I think she's just such a good babyface. I think babyface World of Stardom Championship run from Saya Kamatani will put a lot of butts in seats. I really, really do. Would sell a lot of pay-per-view tickets. Would sell a lot of Stardom World subscriptions, especially the fact that you can give her a match with Mina Shirakawa, because Mina's defeated her for the Wonder of Stardom Championship. Mina's defeated her in the 5-star Grand Prix. Mina Shirakawa has beaten her in a 6-person match in Philadelphia in front of a red-hot crowd for Philly Mania at Ring of Honor Supercard of Honor. So Again, I don't know why they did it. This was, my opinion, money left on the table. But regardless, folks, hopefully we see a singles match between these two somewhere down the line where there's no BS shenanigans. These are four great matches. Four great matches, and I advise everybody go back and take a watch. Again, the very first match from the five-star Grand Prix, 4.5 stars. Their match from Hiroshima in November, 4.75 stars. Their match from All-Star Grand Kingdom, 5 stars. My favorite match from that show. And then their six-person match with Mina, Micah, and May Sarah taking on Izumi, Tam, and Sai Kamatani from Super Card of Honor, 4.25 stars. Folks, that's going to wrap it up for this little mini episode, little bonus episode. Basically, we're giving you a little bit of extra love here on the Stardom Cast because it is 5-star Grand Prix season, and why not just keep loading up with some fantastic content. I hope you all enjoyed it. Hope you're all having a great day. Hope we got your picks in for your winners of the 5-star Grand Prix. As I'm recording this, I still don't know who my pick is to win. It was going to be Sai Kamatani. Now I'm leaning a little bit towards Micah. But by the time you hear this, give or take a day or so, we will have our full 5-star primer. We will have our review and our preview, excuse me. And we will basically think who's going to be in the quarterfinals, the semifinals, and the finals. Folks, before I sign off, head on over to our shop. We got some new merchandise, some new 32-bit merchandise. We have some Hazuki stuff. We got some Micah stuff. Should be on the way, and maybe some other stuff as well we kind of have in the pipeline. So trying to get out as many cool stuff as possible. If you have not done so, folks, head on over to Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review and a comment if you think we deserve it. Really helps bump the numbers up. Helps the algorithm out. Helps get this podcast out. Hell, folks, last week on Chartable, we were number 39. We broke the top 40 as far as best wrestling podcast in the world. That's insane. That's insane. Every now and again, someone will tell me, hey, you guys broke the top 100. And that's great. I think like 81 was the highest that we're at. 39, folks. That's because of you. Thank you all so much. We appreciate it. Questions, comments, suggestions. Suggestions for a Patreon episode. Suggestions for a review. Again, the reviews we are taking out of the Patreon, we are putting them up on the free feed so everybody can enjoy them. So if there's ever a retrospective that you want me to do, a Natsu Boy High Speed Championship review, Soriano, she just finished her World Wonder of Stardom Championship run. You want me to do the Soriano Wonder of Stardom Championship run, folks. You know how to get a hold of me. I'm easy to get a hold of. I'm easy to talk to, as long as you're nice and positive. Matt Turner, OF, on the Instagram and or the Twitter is the best way to get a hold of me. If you want to shoot me an email, that's perfectly fine as well. TheStardomCast22@gmail.com is the best way to get a hold of me via the email system. And folks, that's going to wrap it up for another fun-filled episode. Hope you enjoyed it as much as I enjoyed going back and watching these fantastic matches between Sai Kamatani and one Mina Shirakawa. Folks, can't do this podcast without you. We greatly appreciate your support. Like I always say, it's just not my podcast. It's our podcast because we're all together and everyone's different. Everyone's special.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.